Culture 5. Exercises 2 and 3. Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin was born in Boston on the 17th of January, 1706. His father was hardworking. He made soap and candles, but he wasn't rich. Benjamin was the 8th of 10 children. Money was always a problem for such a large family. He started school in 1714, when he was 8 years old, but left 2 years later, when his parents couldn't afford to pay for his education. Despite leaving school at such a young age, Benjamin loved learning and continued to read a lot. Because of his interest in books, his father decided that Benjamin should work for his elder brother, James, who had started a printing business. But the two brothers did not get on well, and when he was 16, Benjamin ran away from Boston to Philadelphia. He spent a few years there working for other printers before starting his own business in 1728. The printing business was successful, but Benjamin was ambitious. So the following year, he and a friend bought a newspaper, the Pennsylvania Gazette. He printed the newspaper and also wrote articles for it. Soon, it was the most popular newspaper in the region. His interest in books continued as well. In 1731, he and some friends who also loved books started the first library in America. 2 years after that, he began publishing an almanac, a book that contained recipes, stories, weather reports, puzzles, and anything which Benjamin thought was interesting. The almanacs, which he published once a year, were very popular and made him rich. But Benjamin Franklin was much more than a businessman. He cared about the people in his society and wanted to help them. So he founded a hospital and a fire service in Pennsylvania. He was also fascinated by science, and in 1748 retired from business so that he could spend more time carrying out scientific experiments and writing about them. In 1750, he published his theories about electricity, which became well known across Europe. And 2 years after that, he carried out a famous experiment with a kite to prove that the lightning in storms is just electricity. Franklin continued to carry out scientific investigations and experiments, but he had another interest, politics. He had been a member of the Pennsylvania government for many years, but in 1776, just after the American War of Independence, he became American ambassador to France. He worked in Paris until 1785 and built strong relations between the two countries. He didn't retire from this job until he was nearly 80. He had become such a well-known and important figure that when he died 5 years later, 20,000 people attended his funeral.